Welcome back to another episode, or should I say webisode, of Drill Talk with Misty and Bridget.
Hello.
We've decided, because we're a little long-winded in our show recaps, that we are going to separate Grays and Lost. And so this is our Grays discussion.
For those of you who may have wanted to just listen to Lost, and it took us about, you know, I don't know, 20 minutes to get through the Grays. So we're going to give it to you separate so you can just get what you want.
That's right, because we're all about giving you what you want.
Exactly.
So, Grays, I thought, was a great episode last night.
Very good episode, I agree. We saw some funny things.
Some funny things.
You know, I love, of course, as everyone knows, I love McSteamy. And I loved his turning over a new leaf.
I did too. I'm getting on board with McSteamy. Last night he was really funny. And
he
made me hot.
So funny.
For him.
He is so funny to me. But at the end, when he watches that kiss, he's like, damn that.
I know. I thought that was... So, first of all, they had you thinking, oh, I guess Dr. Han, maybe she's not a lesbian, because they were being playful about the threesome, and and it looked like they talked about it and come to grips with it or whatever. And then she gave her that full-on lips lesbian
tongue-lashing. She was into it.
Han was?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. I think Callie's disturbed because she's kind of into it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see her dabbling in the vagina a little bit.
Absolutely.
Not her own, Han's.
Oh. Oh, really?
I think we'll see it, but I think they're going to allude to it eventually. And
don't act so mortified
by that.
About dabbling in the vag.
What are you trying to say? Oh, no. That's right. I do believe in self-pleasuring. I think you have to do that or you'll totally go nutso like someone else I know.
Whatever.
So I thought that was hilarious, but also a little bit like, oh, snap, because now she's going to have to deal with me, because clearly Callie was like, that's weird.
And she was quiet, but, you know, when she got off that elevator after that kiss and he's going on to the old car room, she was torn.
I don't think she didn't know what to do. I didn't think she was going to chase down the
poo-tang. I think she was trying to think about that.
She was just like, oh, snap. She just put her lips on mine and walked away. That's cold. Anyway, I thought that was really funny. I thought, you know, just all throughout, I thought all the McSteamy stuff was hilarious. And I thought he never looked hotter as he did last night to me.
Oh, that so man is hot.
It's just so hilarious him trying to be... a nice
serious,
guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Serious, nice guy.
Well, of course, the main gist of the show was Meredith versus her therapist, and then Meredith and Derek working with Tumor Lady.
Yes.
And then sort of, here's the only thing I had about the Tumor Lady, really, when she needs an Emmy for a guest appearance, because when she cried, when she finally got her head around that her boyfriend, who was not imaginary, was imaginary, and she cried. That just broke my heart.
Yeah.
It's so real.
Oh yeah, it was
sobbing.
Very real.
It was really good.
Well, you know, this whole clinical trial that they're doing with these people with the tumors is actually quite fascinating, because I think we've seen like some really interesting storylines come from just those very short-lived characters, because they're all going to die, apparently.
Yes. I know. So they can do the gay lovers in the army. They can do a woman who's lived alone and has been a chubster. They didn't say it, but we could all see she was chubby, and they were alluding to the chubster had a lonely life.
The guy who marries the girl because he has a tumor and he thinks that she's beautiful.
I know. And she's just sort of a skeevy waitress.
Exactly.
Kind of like Jane Doe, but we'll get there. But I thought that was interesting, and I thought that woman's acting was really great, and it was really sad. But I'll tell you this. The whole Meredith not being on board with that did not ring true for her character, because I think in a lot of ways Meredith is very caring about patients. We've seen episode after episode where she talks, where she gets involved with patients, not like Izzy crazy, but like would sort of champion that. To me, usually what we'd see her is her trying to convince Derek to wait.
Exactly.
And not Derek being the one. Now, I do think he's more romantic, and maybe that's the point, is that because this is she doesn't believe in the fairy tale romance, that she doesn't believe that can happen, because it didn't happen for her parents.
Exactly.
And so she always anticipates it, a tragic ending to every love story.
I saw this as being the culmination of a breakdown for Meredith. That's the way I viewed it. It was, everything was coming to a head for her. And this was going to be the, I don't know, I guess maybe the test patient. And it tested her patience at that point.
Yes.
And I don't know, for whatever reason, it worked for me. I saw her not, like, you know what? Because she could not deal with her fairy tale of her life. There was no fairy tale. And so I saw her losing her patience on this, and I understood that. I was okay with that. You know, I thought Derek was great.
Oh, he was.
I thought he was always so great. He was calm. No, we will wait.
Yeah, the looks he would give her. I just, oh, he's so yes, dreamy. Yes. That's why he's McDreamy.
Yes, exactly. But I, you know, I found a renewed love for Derek. I've been losing my
Derek
for him. Yeah, really. Because I like my man a little randy, I guess. And
yeah, he's probably too nice for you. He's probably too honest and nice and available. That's a total disaster. I can totally see that. You'd rather have the male whore who's completely unavailable.
You know what? That is so weird because I'm sure that has played out in my life at some point.
I'm sure it has. That is hilarious. Okay, so
Christina.
Okay.
Bitch. You effing bitch. Can we say that?
Sure. This is an X-rated podcast.
You know what? Get over yourself, okay? Get over yourself.
Yes.
You know what? You need to move on.
Wish don't be, can see the fingers on. Go ahead.
Don't be a bitch simply because you didn't get your way. You know what? That's what happens when you sleep your way to the top. You get left behind. Let me tell you, you get left behind. You don't get to be a bitch because you didn't get mentioned. Get up there and get some skills. And I am so glad that Meredith's sister told her, you know what? I got to do something great. And guess what? You didn't. Move on. Stop being a bitch about it. Oh.
Yes, because as what we're talking about is Christina is still in this, you know, poor as me state. It doesn't matter what you do, you're never really going to, I'm just going to sit here and suck. And she's in a dark place, and she's kind of spewing bitterness everywhere you go. And she really let Meredith's bitch-ass sister have it last night. Which, you know, I don't like Meredith, but I'll tell you this. Okay, I'll tell you that. Last night, I liked her a little bit. I liked, and it was when she went and talked to Meredith, because what I need in the bathroom, because after Christina said to her, Meredith hates you. You're an annoying idiot, and why would you, because that's what I've always wanted Meredith to say, is why would you think I would want to have a relationship with you? You're the daughter he chose. I just want to be left alone, which is basically all she's ever said. I just want to be left alone, which there's nothing wrong with that. But when she went in there and said, yes, it's awful, he did leave you, and I know it's terrible, but I really wanted you to be my big sister, and I love you, and I forgive you. Though that forgiveness part would have made me mad, but I liked her speech, and I liked her a little better after it, and I liked how she stood up for herself to Christina.
Oh, you know what? As I've always said, children are not the fault. You know what? Meredith needs to grow up.
But Meredith doesn't have to be her friend either. They don't have to have a relationship.
She doesn't have to have a relationship.
Because if some of my siblings come out of the calling out of the woodwork, let me tell you right now.
Okay, we don't need your declaration. We don't need your declaration on the radio station.
We do. I'm just saying, I got some stuff out there, I'm sure.
You know what? I'm sure we all do. But the thing about
not
it...
Not all of it.
Well, there are. You never know. I mean, that's...
Would you
thing.
Be happy if, like, a sister just showed up out of nowhere and said, hey, I'm your sister. I'm going to come work at DeHay and be your best friend.
You know what?
And take over all your friends. Oh, pardon me.
Callers.
Oh, yeah, the caller. I had to send that call to voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Here's the thing. Will I have some trepidation about that person? Absolutely. But there's no reason to treat them crappy unless they have treated you crappy. Now, and that's always been my issue.
I think Meredith
treats
you crappy. I
yes,
think
Meredith
go
does.
But she's also not just been at that house. She has to be. She wants to be her friends. She wants to probably live in her house. She wants to be best friends with all of Meredith's friends. Get your own friends. Get your own life.
They
get the
work
out of my face.
In the same hospital.
It's a big hospital.
Apparently not, because we're the same people.
Having sex with each other. The sex. You know my feelings. I'm just saying that I did like her better last night. Yeah. And I really enjoyed the whole therapist, Meredith connection. I enjoyed the breakdown at the end that Meredith finally had. She had a breakthrough, let's say.
Yes.
I thought that was all good. And I, even though I did kind of enjoy it when Christina finally said, she hates you. Because I could totally see, if we were up here and somebody kept pestering one of us, the other one might eventually say, shut up.
No, we wouldn't.
I would. I would say, Bridget hates you.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Of course, because blame me. It's a hard act.
Well,
no, I wouldn't. I would never do that because it would hurt someone's feelings.
And she doesn't have any feelings.
Why? Because she's a sister. She is a stepsister, a half-sister.
Well, the bad half. I'm just kidding. Okay, so, what else? We covered Christina. Yeah. She was married. Listen, I got a lot of family. I don't need any estranged siblings in my life. George, she was mean to George, though, and I thought that was really unnecessary. Christina.
It was all unnecessary.
Well, it was all unnecessary. I don't know why she tore into George. That's just mean.
Because she is a miserable girl.
Because she's mean.
She doesn't have anybody to screw.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Does that make you miserable?
You know what? Then I should be walking off this ledge right now. But no, I don't let my personal issues affect my work.
Okay. Well, she surely does. She was really angry last night. Okay. Karev and Jane Doe, woman with the scary face.
Who is a real face, by the way.
It's not a real face. It's
poor
a fake
actress
face.
Who is getting lambasted.
Did she not have her face crushed and have it reconstructed by McSteamy? Yes, she did. That cannot be a real face.
That is a real face.
It looks like...
Have you ever seen the movie The Family Stone?
Yes.
That's her. She was in that movie.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, sir.
As who?
She was one of the sisters. Family Stone. She was the sister that was pregnant. You can't look at Google while we're
looking. I'm checking this. Hey, that's what radio people do. They're always doing stuff while they're on the radio. Keep going.
Okay.
No way.
Yes, she was in it. This is a real actress face.
I'm going to check this out because I have said since she's been on the show that cannot be her face because it does. She looks like one of those characters from The Dark Crystal. And I just think that can't be her face.
Well,
and it's hard for me to look at, frankly.
Her. At any rate, she has gone off the deep end. A hysterical pregnancy.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Well, that is her face.
You know what?
It looks more real here.
I hope she never listens to this.
Yeah, I think the odds are better. Pretty good. Pretty. Oh, look, she looks pretty there. No, see, they do something to her face when she comes on. They do. That's a real face. They jack up her face for Grace. Okay, so I don't like that whole storyline. I don't like him getting all... I mean, don't be that Izzy because she doesn't have a baby with
Exciter. What does he feel about that? Why is he so angry at Izzy?
I don't know. Because he really wanted to have that, but I know you hate Izzy. I think he just wanted to... He really wanted to... He got his mind on... having a baby, and it became really important to him, and he didn't want anybody messing with that. But if there's no baby, dude, I was like, don't be mad at Izzy, because her womb is empty.
Well, you know, clearly the girl has gone off the deep end, because I just loved, you know, I thought maybe she was going to be complicit in this deception. She's like, go ahead and tell him.
I know. I thought she was doing, but she did throw up, and so I was kind of like, what is going on? I thought she was going to have something else wrong with her.
Exactly.
And she does, but it's a mental breakdown.
Didn't you love McSteamy when she's in the examination room, and she opens up, he's like, close that.
I know.
Like, it didn't
even. That would hurt me. If I showed it to the hospital whore, and he was like, you can close that up, I'd be like, what? I'm showing you my tatas. They must really be bad.
I know.
Did they get crushed too? And he didn't fix them?
He's like, get a psych consult. Please.
Yeah, please. Psych consult. We need to hear that around this office every once in a while.
That's
just
true.
We need a psych consult in the break room.
And a restraining order.
Psych consult in the bathroom. Well, that's interesting. She was in the Family Stone. That's very interesting.
Yeah, real girl. Real face.
Oh, hell. She's been on Scrubs, too. Love Scrubs. Oh, I don't think that's the same Scrubs. Anyway, all right, so,
Anything else on Grace that we
thought? Oh, Bailey.
Oh, you know what? That tore me up.
It did me
too. The yelling in front of
As a
of
child of divorce, I know how hard that is.
You know what I don't understand, though?
What?
What does he want from her? I mean, you know what?
He feels like she doesn't prioritize, though. I know.
I mean, she is the breadwinner. And let me tell you, as a woman who prefers the man to be the breadwinner, get your ass and get a job that's going to pay for it. I don't care. I let this go. But you got to be the one.
But I don't think Bailey would let it go. I think it's very important. It's the same issue that the chief and his wife had. You know, the spouse is always going to feel that you're doing far more than you really have to do. That your dedication goes beyond just needing to have a job.
Because you don't have a life.
Well,
that's
a hot sports opinion by one Bridget.
You don't have a life. If you're sitting up there, you know, and I recognize that anytime you have a professionals in a marriage, somebody's career is going to have to suffer.
Mine does, for sure.
But, you know, clearly, but you also have to have something else in your life to fill up some of the void. And if you're sitting around, I mean, clearly the son is not enough for him, you know.
No.
So his issue is he feels inferior. You need to deal with that. That's not her issue.
Yeah,
it's
but
his.
If it was a man and a woman, though, like with Adele.
Yeah.
And Adele says she left you because he was never at home because
no,
all he
Adele,
wanted to do was live at the hospital.
Adele really left him because he cheated with a white woman.
Well, she did that a long time after he did that.
But still.
She was saving it up for when she was too old and fat. let me not leave you when I'm in my prime and you're having an affair. Let me leave you 20 years later.
You know what? Why? Because after 20 years, you realize I really don't need the man and I take half. And I can live my life and do what I want
to. So she just got smart.
Yes, that's all she did.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. I like the whole little thing with him and the email and George trying to hook him up with his wife and the train station. The love train is moving out of the station. Anyway, I thought overall it was a really good Grace.
Yes.
Some emotional moments, some good laughs. It's been funny the last couple episodes.
Exactly.
Funnier than usual, so I enjoy that because, you know, I'm all about the laughing. But I think that's all I have to say about it.
That's it for me.
All right, so that's it for Girl Talk on Grace. Up next, we're gonna discuss Lost. So if you're interested in Lost, please give it a listen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.